Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June the 29th. So are you planning on getting an iPhone? Well, if you don't know what an iPhone is, I trust you won't be in line when the much-hyped smartphone goes on sale tonight. I was a little concerned about even doing this program because I wasn't sure you were interested in all the mania over Apple's iPhone launch. It's the company's first foray into this market, delivering a slender, cool-looking device that can make phone calls and handle your email and internet browsing and play music and videos. But there is some grumbling over the product already, like iPhone's exclusive agreement with AT&T to be the carrier and some other issues. We'll talk about the pros and cons of the iPhone. We'll wonder whether this is really a big deal or not, or just a lot of hype. We will welcome your questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. And I'm curious to know, are you excited about this iPhone and do you plan to get one? Or if you plan to wait? Or if you don't give a hoot and don't think you'll ever get one? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Elliot Van Buskirk, columnist and blogger for Wired News. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. I understand you haven't received your iPhone review unit yet?
True. I was on my honeymoon, of all places, during the lead-up to this launch, and I guess it's kind of indicative of how big a product it is that I was glad when I returned from my honeymoon that it hadn't come out yet.
All right. So, but you like what you're hearing and reading.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, I think that, you know, sure, this is a very hyped phone, as you mentioned, and it's easy to sort of join the already present backlash against it. When that, and this is like before anybody's even seen it. We've had the hype, we've had the backlash, we've had more hype.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the best thing to do is just kind of calm down and wait till you get your hands on one and sort of see for ourselves. I think Apple's supposed to get me one soon, but I wasn't among those first four or so people to have had one for the last week or so.
Yeah. So help those of us who are not in line right now to buy this iPhone, why this is such a big deal?
Well, first of all, I think it speaks legion about the state of most cell phones. Most of what the iPhone can do is available on other phones,
mm-hmm.
but can you figure out how to use it? Does it look any good once you do find that feature? And then what's the interface like? And in all of these areas, I think that, you know, cell phones have just pretty much failed us in a lot mm-hmm. of these regards. I mean, they're getting a lot better for just making calls, and that's what most of us do with them. But the cell phone carriers want us to start using more data and look at the internet on our phones and do all this extra stuff. The only problem is they don't know what they're doing with interfaces. And so enter Apple. Which is, you know, the perfect company to design something like this and have it really work. And I think that's what a lot of the excitement is about. You know, like, will somebody finally make it so we can use all this cool stuff? And that looks like Apple.
Well, yeah, why is it the perfect company to do this? Apple has a reputation for being able to make this stuff easy for us?
Absolutely. I mean, I've covered MP3 players since late 1998. And the iPhone didn't come out till October. I mean, the iPod, excuse me, didn't come out till October 2001. So there were about a little over 3 years in there where there were other companies making MP3 players, and of course nobody knew what they were. I mean, I knew what they were, but I couldn't even explain to people what I did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And then the iPod comes out, and I remember that product launch. I was there when Steve Jobs announced it, and it was just like a revelation in user interface. The screen was way larger. It held way more music. It had that scroll wheel on it that iPods still use. And I'm thinking that this is going to be something on the level of that, but for the cell phone, and possibly even a way bigger deal than the iPod.
Yeah, the iPod actually became almost the generic term for the MP3 player. That's what everyone said they had, even if it was an MP3 player.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, even people who know technology that I would see at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, they'd say, oh, did you see that new iPod from Creative? Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this iPhone, as you mentioned, there's some backlash. Why did Apple have this exclusive agreement with AT&T?
This is something I've really been looking into because consistently across the earliest reviews that we've seen, that's been something that's been mentioned, is that the iPhone uses AT&T for voice and AT&T's Edge network for data. And it's a slowish network. I've seen some people have been saying that if you go to like fairly elaborate web pages, they can take over 2 minutes to load on an iPhone. Now, Steve Jobs has responded to this, and I think he's got a good point, which is whenever you walk past a known Wi-Fi network, and it's very easy to add a Wi-Fi network to your iPhone, you just say, I trust this one, and here's the password if it needs it. As soon as you're within range of one of those Wi-Fi networks, it switches automatically to that, and then the speeds are way above what you would even get with a 3G cell phone. So that's the compromise, and I think the reason they went with AT&T's Edge network is that what they claim is that it's available in every, quote, nook and cranny mm-hmm. of the country. So a lot of these other data networks, they might work great in certain places and then not at all in other places. And they said, well, sure, it's slower, but it's everywhere, and we'll just put people on Wi-Fi when we can.
We're talking about the new iPhone, which goes on sale tonight. Are you planning on getting one? Why or why not? What questions do you have about this next big thing? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June the 29th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue, usually with Ben Marins, but Ben has the day off and Gene Purcell will be filling in. Milk prices are hovering at around $4 a gallon in the Midwest and will probably hit $4.50 by September. After 5, Gene Purcell's guest has the reasons why. That's coming up after 5 this afternoon. We're talking about the iPhone. Apple's new iPhone doesn't go on sale until tonight, but in some places, lines have already formed for people who can't wait to get their hands on the next big thing. The iPhone combines the functions of a cell phone, an iPod, media player, web surfing device, and Apple says it will be easier to use than other smartphones because of its unique touch screen display. The cost of the iPhone, $499 to $599, plus an AT&T service fee of up to $100 a month. Will you be shelling out for this brand new iPhone? Why or why not? We have open lines for you for your questions about the iPhone, specific functions of it, whether or not it's worth the price. Whether it is worth the hype, or just questions about the industry in general. How will this change the cell phone industry? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And if you're not planning on getting one, why not? Elliot Van Burskirk is our guest. He is a columnist and blogger for Wired News. And it says here this goes on sale tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Is that right?
That's right.
So I'm trying to figure that out. That would be we're 2 hours ahead, so we have to wait until 8 o'clock in the Midwest to get this?
I believe that to be the case. Mm. You know what? I think it's 6 p.m. at whatever local time
whatever
the retail
local
store
time.
It is. However, it's for the online ordering. It's 6 p.m. at apple.com. You can start ordering. There's another angle. If anybody out there is thinking of getting one and doesn't want to stand in the line, it's a lesser-known fact that the iPhone will also be available at AT&T stores. So any AT&T singular wireless store should have a few iPhones. and you can just march right in there and pick one up and avoid the line at the Apple store.
Yeah. But there are people who, why would someone wait in line for this?
I think there are certain people who like waiting in line for things like this. I mean, we see this every time there's a big tech product, from the Nintendo Wii, the PS3, and now the iPhone. It's like, I guess it's been going on for a while. It used to happen for movies. You know, when the first Star Wars would come out, you'd see a line around the block. And it's just strange that this is what we've shifted that kind of attention to in our lives, is these tech products. And I guess it says something about how central they're becoming to our lives.
Yeah. Will this change the cell phone industry?
I think so. I think this is going to be, and I really don't like this term because it's such a cliche, but a wake-up call to the rest of the cell phone industry and the carriers. I think that people want their cell phones to be more like computers without being as complicated as computers are.
Right.
So, and I think that's what this is an attempt at. I mean, we've seen added capabilities show up on smartphones and even on normal cell phones, but it's just done in such an annoying way. I mean, I've used a bunch of different phones, and I've never found one that's really, like, nice to use. It's a matter of degrees of how annoying they are.
Yeah. Well, like what?
Oh, well, just, you know, having to navigate seven screens deep to change your the ringer, or calling your voicemail. And, you know, for a while, I have AT&T cell service, and for a while I couldn't even delete a message while it was playing. So when you get one of those calls and somebody's phone is just in their pocket and they've called you by mistake and they leave you a 10-minute long voicemail, you have to go through the whole thing. And what Apple's done with voicemail on the iPhone sounds really great. I mean, it's essentially it becomes just like email. So you see a list of calls, you know, this person called at this time, this person at this time, and you can just tap on any of the messages and access that one directly without going through your whole litany of all your saved messages and everything.
That really would be handy, because, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you have two new voicemail messages and and it'd be nice to be able to listen to the one first, the one that you want to, when you want to. So you can actually see a screen that will say, here's the voicemail you have from this person or this phone number. And you can choose whichever one you want.
Right. And then once you're listening to the voicemail, you can press on the screen. They give you a little slider bar showing the progress of the voicemail, and you can skip directly to any part. So you're like, you want to hear, oh, what was that phone number again? You know, now it's just a matter of, you know, pressing a few seconds earlier on the progress bar, and there you go.
You know what they don't have, when I was reading through this? It's a little something I like to use. The voice command, where I'll say, call Joe Blow, and it'll do it. My cell phone will do it, you know, when I tell it to. But apparently this iPhone won't let me tell it to call someone.
You know, that's a great point. I hadn't thought of that. That's weird. That's very weird.
Yeah, but they're really touting this touch screen. Tell us about this touch screen.
Well, the touch screen, and this is similar to something that Microsoft seems to be doing. With a table, like a coffee table that they keep talking about. But it basically just gives you a display, and you can actually come close to kind of touching these documents. You know, you scroll by actually moving the document with your fingertip across the screen of the iPhone. And the web pages, you know, they zoom. When you look at a web page, you see the whole web page, and you just double tap on any part you want to really read, and it zooms. You can also do all this strange stuff with two fingers. So you make a pinching motion, and then you spread your fingers out, and it'll zoom in on any screen, which is kind of nifty. You can just swipe to the side and flip the album art cover of a CD around and look at the back of it, and all kinds of stuff. So it feels like you're actually touching this two-dimensional representation of your songs or your calls or the web or whatever it is.
Yeah. I asked my husband last night, so should we get an iPhone? And he said, no, let's wait till they get the kinks out and get the next generation or the generation after that. There's going to be another version of this coming out not too far from now, right?
Well, he's a smart guy. I mean, that's prudent advice with any, you know, quote, revolutionary new product. Sometimes the revolution isn't quite ready for prime time. I think this could be a different case. I mean, I can see iPhone prices dropping in the future, and maybe there will be some kinks that they can iron out. I think, you know, they've been working on this for 3 years, and I feel like with all of the attention that they knew it was going to get, they had to do some pretty rigorous testing on all of these, I'm sure. And so am I going to drop $500 on one myself? I probably will. I can certainly understand people wanting to wait.
Yeah, isn't that a little bit shocking, that price?
It really is, especially because, you know, cell phones, we're used to paying either, you know, 50
free.
Bucks maybe, or usually it's free, and if you want the really fancy one, it's like 50 bucks. So this is very different from that. And the thing that's really scary is that the $500, I mean, that's the subsidized price. I mean, that comes when you buy an AT&T plan for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I had been thinking before this was announced in detail, you know, I thought Apple might sell it unlocked. So you would just buy an iPhone and then go get a carrier. But that it probably would have cost $1,000 if that were the case. So
yeah. Let's get a caller in before the news. Rich in Hustisford. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just had two questions for you on the iPhone. One, what is the battery life? Because if it's got so many features, how long is that battery supposed to last?
Well, it depends what you're doing. I'm reading that if you just watched video the whole time, it would last 5 hours. And if you just listen to audio, you get 23 hours. And then Apple says, you know, I don't have one of these things yet. Apple says that the battery lets you call for 8 hours. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the standby time. But one thing in the positive direction is that it does use flash memory instead of the hard drive that some iPods use. And so that's a very good sign for battery life because flash memory uses very, very little power.
And my other question was, I bought a PSP. I bought it so, you know, you could get little movies and everything for the PSP. And I bought it because I travel a lot and I fly. And I couldn't hear the thing, even with earphones and on the plane. Do they have a good, you know, are they loud enough?
They are. Steve Jobs is partially deaf. This is not It's not a very widely known fact, but any audio product from Apple will be loud enough.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, and Rich, thanks very much for the call. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will welcome, I hope, your phone calls about this launch today of Apple's iPhone. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Any questions about the next big thing, this new smartphone? I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Friday, June the 29th. Apple's iPhone goes on sale tonight, and already long lines are growing or forming in some places around the country. People who want to be among the first to own the next big thing, the iPhone, a smartphone that not only handles phone calls, but it handles email and web browsing and music and videos and more. A lot of hype because this is Apple's first foray into the cell phone market, and Apple has a reputation for making great software that's easy to use and cool-looking products. Will you be buying an iPhone or not? Why or why not? What questions do you have about this new smartphone that our guest and many others say will revolutionize the cell phone market? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And just so you don't think I'm flacking for the iPhone, I'm also going to share with you this half hour some reasons not to buy an iPhone. Found some reasons not to buy the iPhone on the web the other day. I think this was just someone's personal blog. We are talking with Elliot Van Buskirk, a columnist and blogger for Wired News. And again, we have an open line for you. You're quiet on this. Is this because you have absolutely no interest in this particular, the latest new gadget? Why not? Is this just something you're going to ignore? You don't care at all about the iPhone? I do have an email here from Ray. I'm not sure where Ray is from, who says, I don't have a problem with an exclusive agreement with a particular carrier as long as that carrier has a data network that can support a premier device like the iPhone. Unfortunately, AT&T's GSM data network isn't as fast as Sprint or Verizon's CDMA network. Until I can get an iPhone on a CDMA network, I'm sticking with my Trio. I might have mispronounced that. I don't know what all those things are, Elliot.
Oh, it's very boring, the CDMA versus GSM distinction. It comes down, it's, you know, you can think of it as like the difference between AM and FM.
Mm.
It's similar in a way to that. But he's right. The edge network that runs on Singular and AT&T's GSM network is not as fast. I was in checking out this issue, you know, I already pointed out that the iPhone does jump onto Wi-Fi when it's around, and then that's way faster. But I was just reading that Steve Jobs, who seems to be all too aware of this issue, even before this thing is launched, he's having to do a lot of talking about their choice of this slower data network. Evidently, the 3G, like the faster 3G networks that your emailer's Trio runs on, that requires more power from the chip, evidently. So he says it's too power hungry, and it's just not the right trade-off right now. So I guess the basic thing would be, you know, either it's much faster and you get way less battery life out of the iPhone, or maybe they would have had to make the iPhone bigger,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, not an option. This thing has to look good. It's like a big, that's going to be a big part of it, is the design. And so I think they didn't want to compromise with a bigger battery, which would be more expensive, bulkier, heavier, in order to get that faster speed.
Yeah. Let me take some other calls. Ned in Viroqua. Oops. Oh, I'm going to have a problem here with that, so I'm going to have to see if I can get Ken in Madison on the air. Hi, Ken. You're on the air.
Hi. It's nice to be on the air with you. I just had a kind of a question and a comment. My comment is that Consumer Reports recently did a review of the cellular networks that were available in the United States, and the AT&T network came in dead last, or second to last, in 19 out of the 20 biggest cities in the United States. So the iPhone's going to work great when you happen to be near a Wi-Fi hotspot, but it's in some cases going to be slower than dial-up, than a dial-up modem, if you're not next to a Wi-Fi spot or if you're not paying for Wi-Fi access. So my question is, if they're going to come out with a premier product like that, what incentives did they get from AT&T to saddle themselves to this ancient network, which is really going to—it's going to handicap the device. It's going to be a major not selling point.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Possibly, I mean, AT&T has been expanding the capacity on the edge network, which doesn't help the speed, but at least if a bunch of people are on their iPhones, it's not going to slow it down. And the coverage, I think, is decent. But, wow, last in 19 out of 20 categories, that doesn't bode well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, I've heard consumer complaints about AT&T, too. I suppose all of the carriers have their share of complaints. But from this list of reasons not to buy an iPhone that I mentioned that I found on the web, the writer says, well, maybe you may not want to you may be with another carrier's plan right now, and you don't want to pay the substantial penalty for early withdrawal just to sign a 2-year contract with AT&T.
And that's a very good point. I mean, that could be another one reason that, you know, iPhone sales don't take off right away. I mean, we might see people waiting, some people, you know, waiting for their contracts to run out and then switching and maybe borrowing an iPhone from a friend, and, you know, sort of rather than standing in line and abandoning their current contract and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's another reason. He said, if you are wearing gloves, the iPhone's virtual keypad won't work. That's a concern for wintertime phone calls in cold areas. That matters to us here in Wisconsin. You need to actually touch it with your skin.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess one thing I'd say about that is when you're listening to music, you can fast forward by pinching twice in rapid succession this little nodule on the headphone cord. So there is that. But yeah, you're right. In terms of making phone calls, gloves will not work.
Yeah. Next is Ned in Viroqua. Hi, Ned. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Earlier this week, I was trying to buy an iBook from Apple. And I had a direct line to a customer service representative, and I tried using the direct line, and it was Tuesday, and they had a pre-recorded message on Apple's system saying that we cannot accept your call right now because of the iPhone. We've had so many incoming calls due to the release of the iPhone that we're sorry we can't take your call right now, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually finally got through to the customer service representative, and I was like, what in the heck is going on with this iPhone? And she's like, I know, it doesn't even come out. It's not even out yet. That's just people calling to ask questions. I was like, yeah, the release date's not till the 29th. But I think it's a great topic, actually, Joy. There's a lot of questions out there, and I think it's going to hit pretty big. I think it's a big deal.
Are you going to be getting one, Ned?
I'm one of those people that can't drop their cell phone service. There's no way I'll be able to swing that one right away. But I think eventually, when I first saw some of the videos that Apple has online for it, oh, I was all over trying to find a new provider or trying to figure out what the provider was.
Yeah.
But I do have a question for your guest.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a camera phone function or not?
It does.
It does.
However, you cannot email. You can't use MMS to send the photos. MMS is basically like a text message with a picture in it. So you can't. It doesn't have MMS of photos. You can email them out from the phone. And from what I understand, the email function is supposed to be just outstanding. So.
Yeah. If anyone goes online and just checks out the video, I mean, I just sat there and watched it just because it's entertaining. Because it's just that cool.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Ned, for calling. I have on my the list of reasons not to get an iPhone, no flash or zoom in the camera. However, I didn't even realize that some cell phones have flash and zoom with their cameras.
Yeah, I mean, this I'd file that under the you can't be everything to everybody column.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to expect, and I think, you know, the iPhone really brings up a question that we've been talking about for years, which is all for one or one for all. In other words, are you going to buy one device that does everything or have specialized devices that do one thing very well? And I've always kind of thought, well, both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get serious about photography, you're not going to use a cell phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fine for, you know, you take a picture of your bumper when you get rear-ended at a stoplight, you know, maybe something like that. But
you're not going to bring it to the wedding, you know, or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
We are talking to Elliot Van Buskirk, columnist and blogger for Wired News, talking about the iPhone. What questions do you have about this smartphone that Apple is launching today. Sales start today, tonight. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Is this really a big deal as far as you're concerned, or just a lot of hype? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7. According to a Winston Group poll, 70% of Americans believe young people today are less patriotic than other generations. Do you think this? After 7, my guest will offer some ways to raise kids to be proud Americans. Our guest is the author of How to Raise an American. She's concerned about declining patriotism in our young people today, and she'll tell us why and what to do about it coming up after 7 o'clock. For the rest of this hour, we're talking about the iPhone. You've heard about the iPhone. Apple is launching this smartphone tonight. It's received a lot of hype. A lot of people are looking forward to this. A lot of people right now are waiting in line for the iPhone to go on sale tonight at 6 o'clock. We are wondering if the iPhone is worth all the hype, worth all the money, if the iPhone is something that's worth that hefty price, and if the iPhone will change the way our cell phones and the entire industry operate. We're talking with a columnist and blogger for Wired News, and we're welcoming your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. What are the pros and cons of the iPhone, and are you planning on getting one or not? Or are you planning to wait? Or will you never get one? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Larry in Racine is with us next. Hi, Larry.
Hi there. I seen a little bit on the news about it, but what really blows me away is this price on it. For a product that is made in China, supposedly, with very cheap labor, why is this phone costing $400 to $600 or $700 with cheap labor? I thought everything from China was supposed to be cheap.
Is it made in China, Elliot?
I think so. Mm-hmm. iPods are made in China. Mm-hmm. And there was a little mini scandal about the working condition of workers in the iPod factory, but Apple reacted very quickly and turned out some of the stuff had been overblown, but they did change a couple policies. So maybe that's why it's more expensive. No, but in all seriousness, it's that display. Touchscreen displays are expensive, and especially one that's as high resolution and also has to be as sensitive as theirs is. I mean, this thing has to detect a variety of finger movements, and that is not cheap. I think most of the expense has to do with that huge screen on the front.
And if I'm remembering correctly, the $499 model has less memory for the music and videos, and the $599 model has more, like twice as much?
Yeah, it's 4 gigabytes and 8 gigabytes.
Okay.
And if you listen mainly to music, that's a decent amount of space. If you're a serious music collector, you're not going to be able to bring everything with you, but definitely enough. So I think it's a good amount of space.
Yeah, I thought I was reading somewhere that someone thought, well, this isn't going to necessarily replace people who like the MP3 player or the iPods because they can store so much more music than that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a reason to own an iPod, even though iPhones exist.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean, if you want to carry around every song you've ever bought, or practically every song you've ever heard,
mm-hmm.
then it's still the only way to go. And it comes down to, like we were talking with the camera phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you get very serious about something, I think you're still in the future going to be buying a dedicated device. But if you just want to listen to some music sometimes, why not have that provided by your cell phone?
Tell me if you think this is a big deal or not. From my list of reasons not to buy an iPhone, This guy thinks it's a bad deal that it has no instant messaging. You got to use text messaging.
You know, I think that's very weird also. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. I guess I'll chalk it up to the email being so good if I were Steve Jobs. I don't know. But yeah, that is a weird omission. One thing that is a weird inclusion is on the mapping feature. I don't know if you've seen this, but when you can access Google Maps through the iPhone very easily, and you see your local traffic, and this is a free service. You see your local traffic laid out on the map. Mm-hmm. Like each road is color-coded with a different color indicating how fast it's moving.
That's different. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I suspect it's probably, you know, probably they'll have it in for Madison and maybe mm-hmm. not outlying areas. You know, but I don't think there's any way that they can have traffic reports on every road in the country, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when you are somewhere that they provide that data, that's going to be pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Let's go to Rodney in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Hi. I've been reading on the iPhone. I'm an Apple fan, and one thing they've been complaining about, it doesn't do video. And I kind of figured out why it doesn't do video. I mean, record video.
Right.
Imagine if you have 8 gigabytes on the phone, and you go into a movie theater, and you can record movie, you know, because people, you know, and Apple has deals with movie theaters. And I think that was one reason that putting a video phone, because people were wondering about the iChat, you know, where you can do video iChatting over the phone. And, you know, and I was thinking, well, if I'm in the movie theater, because I just saw Die Hard, and I was like, I can record the whole movie of Die Hard, mm-hmm. you know, on my iPhone and watch it at home. It wouldn't be all that great of a picture, but, you know, I think that was probably one of the concerns why the feature was left out.
So you cannot use this to record moving video?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. I thought you said.
And people were complaining about that. I'll say this. And one thing about Apple makes things simple. I have a cell phone, and it's about 3 years old. It's so hard to use, and even a lot of smartphones. They're really a lot, all the features that people want on these phones, they're hard to get to, they're hard to find, and Apple makes things simple. I mean, if you added every feature that everybody wanted, then people would be complaining, oh, it was too hard to get to. It's not usually what Apple does, you know. Apple is simple. That's why they're, you know, popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you agree with that, Elliot.
I do agree with that, and I think, you know, that your reason for why the video might not be included, I guess that could be true to a certain extent. And Apple's also partners with Sony for all their video recording products. You know, they cooperate with Sony on the new iMovie, or the latest iMovie software works with Sony HD cameras. But I think that you pointed to another thing, which is Apple's love of simplicity. And once you get into recording stuff, I mean, you notice that there are a ton of MP3 players out there that record audio. You know, you can just plug it into a CD player, record the CD right onto your MP3 player. And Apple has never done that with the iPod. And I think, you know, part of it could come from piracy concerns, but part of it is about wanting to have that simple experience that where everything just works right. And once you get into recording stuff, it often doesn't work right. And I think Apple just wants to stay away from anything that's not going to work perfectly or as close to it as they can get it. You know, yeah. So they're a little scared of recording.
Yeah. It does not have games, so gamers won't want the iPhone for that purpose anyway.
True. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of that is they're just competing with some pretty entrenched players in the handheld gaming market. There are going to be some third-party applications for the iPhone eventually, mm-hmm. and I think games are going to be, you know, right in there. I mean, something like Solitaire would be perfect with that screen. You could drag the cards around. And,
mm-hmm. It's an email from Sol in Stevens Point. Will you ask your guest if the iPhone has a removable battery? In some units like the iPod, the battery is not removable, and as a result, if it goes dead, you can't just pop in a new one until you get to a charging station.
I believe that it is not a removable battery.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not 100% certain on that. But I'm fairly certain, as certain as I can be, that that you can't remove the battery, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If it follows the example of the iPod, then you'll be able to send it into Apple and get a new battery put in, or there will be third-party companies that will do that for less. I mean, if you go on Google and search for replace iPod battery,
mm-hmm.
there are all kinds of companies that will do that for a lot less than Apple will.
Well, we're out of time for the hour. I really appreciate you being with us, and maybe next time we talk to you, we'll be calling you on your iPhone.
All right, deal.
Elliot Van Buskirk, columnist and blogger for Wired News, talking with us about the iPhone, which goes on sale tonight at 6 o'clock. Thanks to Carmen Jackson. She produced this program. Christina Taylor, on air production. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, you can call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. If you know about all this technology, you might also want to download an MP3 version. If you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, you can do that on our website. You can listen to all of our talk shows, which are archived on our website, wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.